Hi everyone, this is Vandana again with you, the co-creator of Accelerated Light Healing, and I'm super excited, humbled, honored to be with you again today. This is class number 3 in the Accelerated Light Divine Healing Intervention Program. This program came through, was downloaded through me probably not too long ago. I would say within the last few months, actually, the Divine Healing Intervention Team, the Divine Doctors, Spirit Surgeons, Specialists, they all kind of came through little by little. And I kept receiving these urges, this calling, these whispers, you know, to go ahead and introduce, share that we are all divine healing co-creators and that our bodies, we're the spirit guides and guardians for our own physical body vessels, our temples of light. And so this is a very empowering process where you get to connect and communicate with your guides, with your soul healing team. So the physical healing part is just, you know, like the icing on the cake. This is really all about spirit healing. And we have many bodies and many layers. So this is not just physical healing for a temporary or, you know, chronic condition, a medical condition. This is also emotional healing. This is energetic. This is spiritual. This is also mind healing. And this is a way of harmonizing and neutralizing these very, very powerful surges and waves of photonic light and plasmic light that are streaming down more and more from the solar flares, from the galactic core, the great central sun. There is a lot of celestial activity and a lot of very rare planetary alignments. So we have all these eclipses, which we're in right now. So happy solar eclipse in Aquarius, happy new moon. This is a very auspicious day that we're gathering in the sacred medicine space. Yes? So I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. And thank bodies for being a team player, a team member in your own healing ascension. So to begin with today, let's just connect, dropping into our heart space and just breathing, really. And on the out-breath, just gradually letting go of any heaviness, density, or armor around your heart, around your bodies, and just expand into all four corners of your healing temple, wherever you are. And we're going to just surround you 360 degrees all around you at every angle and position of your room. I'm going to surround you in a beautiful violet pyramid, a portal of protection. And just feel like this is your ascension temple, right? Where you can release and let go of any challenging feelings, emotions, thoughts, any anxieties, any overwhelm that the ascension symptoms might be causing. So really, truly let go of all of that right now, and let's just unzip any hidden or unknown armor that surrounds your light and allow that to drop to your feet. And let's open up the top of your head, your crown, beautiful thousand-petaled lotus blossoms, petal by petal, opening and expanding. Breathing in the color violet to transmute pain into peace, heaviness into light, density into truth, authenticity and transparency. Breathing in all of this plasmic photonic light, golden liquid light, and also violet light in your violet temple of purification and transmutation. And allow all of that to just begin to pour over and through you and all around your field. Take another breath up from the core of the planet. Ah, yes, all the way deep, deep down beneath your own invisible roots. Ah, breathing up all of Mother Nature, Gaia, nature's intelligence, medicine, the plants, the trees, the flora and the fauna, and all the crystal clear, clean and pristine waters under the Earth's core, all the way down through the iron crystal core and the halls of Amenti, Agartha, and just allow the presence and the support from all life forms to start to radiate, penetrate, and move all the way up your feet. And breathing up, inhaling, absorbing all that life force energy, the prana, chi, ki. Feel all of that intelligence, all the information, support, abundance coming up, moving up, breathing it, drinking it up, and allow it to move up through your feet and your lower chakras, middle and upper, and to spiral all around you in this beautiful dance of light. Now begin to notice where in your chakras, in your cells, muscles, tissues, organs, blood and bone, where there is fear, lack, stress, worry, doubt, where there is pain, where there is imbalance, dis-ease, disharmony, and begin to counterspin in a counterclockwise rotation spiral, just pulling up the earth's support, moving it up through your body, your physical body vessel, as a conduit of healing, moving it all the way up to the top of your head, and now just releasing in a big, big exhale, and a sigh of surrender to sweet sacred source, to creator, creatrix of all that is, so you can be in charge of your own healing. You are that divine co-creator. You are that infinite being. You are on the same team as the divine. So just go ahead and release, let go, and send all of those worries from your busy brain, from the limbic brain, releasing all of that, shooting it up and out like a sonic volcano until it starts disbanding, dispersing, dissolving, and moving further and further up, up, and away, all the way out and away from the entirety of your bodies, all of your bodies. And just release, let go, and tell Source, I might not know all the answers right now. I might not know how to heal myself in the world, but I know you do. I might not be able to see you and feel you, but I know that you can see and feel me and that you're always present with me. So thank you for all the healing. I receive the healing. I receive the blessings. I accept the gifts with love, unconditional love and gratitude, because I am worthy of receiving this divine healing intervention. Ah, beautiful. Notice how much space you've just created. Infinite space for all of your divine doctors and spirit surgeons to work on you, to be with you, to guard, guide, and protect you. Now just take another breath in and nice, nice inhale. Inhaling the higher dimensional planes, the realms, the galaxies, the worlds, the universes of divine healing. And move all the way up into the ultimate dimension that has no name. And go ahead and breathe in this nameless light from the nameless ones, the suns and the stars, the celestial ones, and ask Source to please now download you with all of the intelligence and information, with all the divine healing medicine that you need at this time that's perfect for you, that is the most appropriate for your own healing process, your own soul's journey. Ah, beautiful. Now breathe all of the answers, the solutions, the insights, the quantum intelligence. Breathing that down and allowing it to enter right through the whole brain, the pineal gland, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, the higher brain, breathing in that beautiful golden light right behind your forehead and just allowing that to be fully received and allowing all this information, the healing, the repair, the creative solutions to merge with your own creative powers to heal, healing yourself and others, and allowing all of this intelligence to just spill and pour down through you, down your lower limbic brain, down your spinal cord, through your nervous system, slowing down your brain waves into that theta state of being, slow, slow breaths. Now expanding your lungs until it fills up your whole body, length wise and width wise. Now allow this energy to move through you and down through your feet, down your legs, front and back, down your chakras, front and back. And allow this beautiful golden light to start to spiral in a clockwise direction, to rotate, to move down and through your entire systems, beings, bodies, fields. It is now spinning, moving, anchoring, holding, allowing your body to embody all of this intelligence and healing medicine from the divine, from the galactic core, from your angels, archangels, guides, guardians, archeas, from the Seraphim Salve, Seraphim Salve of sustenance and nourishment to sustain this level and rate of healing. Not only today, but every day, in every moment, and allow that all to settle in, settle down, and move through you. Settling it into, moving it straight into your own invisible roots, into the earth's grids beneath you. So now breathing in of the intelligence from the Christed grids above you, the earth's grids beneath you, and allowing all of these crystalline grids to enter into your own personal grid and divine template, your original divine blueprint of perfect, radiant health. Allow those energies to settle into your heart space right now. Taking in a nice deep breath into your center, from the center of the planet, the center of the Milky Way and all 22 galaxies that surround its heart. Breathing all of this heart healing energy into your beautiful, wide open, vast, intelligent, intuitive, compassionate, holy, holy, holy heart. Feel that. Take a moment. Settle down. Settle in. Become very still. Very, very quiet. Open and soften your breath more, receiving, relaxing, allowing all thoughts, feelings, and emotions not belonging to you to be fully released and discharged into the open, loving arms of Source, Holy Spirit, into the holy fire of Holy Shekhinah, Divine Feminine, Divine Masculine, Mother, Father, God is one. Christos, Sophia. Let's all connect once again to shine our light, to swallow that pill of immortality, to help all of humanity to alleviate the addiction to pain and suffering. And let's call in our advanced medical team, ancient, ancestral, the divine doctors that can help us to heal faster and easier than ever before when we step out of our own way. Please be in your heart space right now so we can fully receive and hear, listen to all the messages that they are speaking, channeling, and communing to us even right now. Notice how your body feels at this time. Allow your body to shift its position, to feel completely comfortable in this moment together. We are here for each other. We are each other's support systems, support networks, star tribes, soul families as one. Breathing into this unity consciousness now, this innate wisdom. And noticing what your body is trying to communicate with you right now. Being willing to speak to your body is so important. Allowing the innate wisdom of your bodies to talk out loud. Your bodies are messengers, great spirit messengers. You don't need special training. You don't need to be a psychic medium, a guru, or a divine teacher to access the wisdom, the intelligence of whatever your body is experiencing in each and every moment. This is your birthright. And your healing bodies already know intuitively how to sense what's really going on. So please breathe in all the way in, back, through, all the way up and down into the wholeness, the entirety of your physical body structure right now. Expanding your lungs, breathing with the lungs of Gaia, the lungs of the inner earth, the inner hollow earth. Now expanding your lungs, emptying out any toxins in your bronchial tubes, in your diaphragm, esophagus, in your voice box, trachea, larynx, unwinding and unraveling your true, sweetest, most precious voice, your unique message. Please begin the process of unraveling. Unwinding all the tension, the stress, the fear, the anxiety of the future, letting that all go, just being fully present in your presence, out of the past future minds completely. Breathe into the wholeness and holiness of your entire being, please, and thank you. The lungs are as big and wide and vast. As infinity. And let's begin talking to your pain, if you have any. Talking to your muscles, tissues, cells, and organs. And let's invite in your spirit team, assigned at birth, your soul healing team, the masters, rishis, avatars, doctors, surgeons, specialists, all the sacred, holy, healing helpers to work on you right now. Allow them to enter into your space with your full consent and permission. Allow yourself to be very, very still. I'm going to open and activate your telepathic senses, extrasensory perception. opening up your spirit eyes. Third, fourth, fifth, and higher. Allowing you to commune through your eyes, the code, the cones, the rods, the circuitry, opening up so you can see spirit, you can see and recognize glimpses, images, colors, hues, tones, whatever it is, however they want to appear to you. They may appear in orbs and spheres of pulsating light, flashing light. Beautiful. And just closing, resting your physical eyes or eyelids, the nerve endings, nerve receptors, your iris, the muscles around your eyes, just softening everything there, and coming right to the center between your eyes, your ajna. Allowing a white triangle to be drawn there to open up your highest gamma ray visions to see beyond this world, beyond any veils that are blocking your intuitive knowing and your sacred spirit sight centers. Lifting up that curtain, breathing in an indigo, beautiful blue, deep, deep blue, royal blue purple, and just breathing in through the center of your eyes, through the brow, ajna chakra, between your eyebrows, just opening up that space, yes, breathing in light and releasing debris, darkness, density, confusion, illusion, delusion, letting all that go, releasing clouds, mucus, congestion, blocks, barriers, obstacles, walls, shields that have covered your eyes, releasing all veils above you, above your head. Yes, and now deeply connecting with your divine medical intervention healing team and their loving kindness. 24/7. Let's open up your ears now so you can hear their footsteps, so you can hear their soft light bodies moving closer to you as they enter into your space, closer and closer, opening and adjusting, readjusting your field, reorganizing and restructuring your consciousness, your chakras, your energy, so you can feel their presence. You can hear their voices, their songs of songs. The music, the heavenly music of the spheres, however you hear and sense their words, their messages, their angelic light language, their soul language. We're just going to go all the way into your inner ear, your inner ears, your inner eyes and your inner ears. Ah, beautiful. Just opening and expanding this flow, this sensation, and notice how that feels. So you can hear their arrival and departure. You can hear when they want to download you with specific remedies, medicine, and information. In dream time or any time that you are still, that you are open and receptive to receive their messages. So you may hear and honor their words, their guidance. Beautiful. Just allow the ears to open and expand, awaken and activate your clairaudient telepathy, having immediate and instant access to these multidimensional beings. And they are here providing this sense of ease and grace and space, allowing all of your bodies to open and expand now, so you may heal from the inside out, breathing even more deeply, coming fully back into your bodies. Wherever you were before this call, come back, because we need all of your presence here. For you, for your loved ones, and for the planet, as you are one of the 144,000, one of the 144,000 beings of light. Yes. Releasing any negative thoughts or energies, resistance, reaction, releasing all the old default systems, the apps, the automated programs, the infected files, parasites, poisonous thoughts, parasitic thoughts, memories, influences, interferences, releasing all of the slow and sluggish energy that slows you down, that slows your body down, that slows your immune system down, your endocrine system down, releasing all of that to the earth, to our earth mother, and to our mothers, our cosmic divine mothers in heaven, in all of her heavenly bodies, shapes and forms, all benevolent mothers, to care and nurture for us. Just ask them to take it all from you, everything that exhausts you, everything that defeats you, everywhere you've ever felt alone. They are all here gathering more and more and more into your sacred healing space. And now we have Archangel Raphael, the magician healer in the East. We have Archangel Michael protecting, guiding, guarding, healing the past in the South. In the West, we have Archangel Gabriel healing your emotions, your dreams, helping you to release and detox dense and heavy fear blocks, emotions. And Gabrielle in the North. We have Archangel Metatron flying high above you from the Christed Crystal Holy Grids. And we have Archangel Sandalphin from below you, beneath you, in the inner hollow earth realms, guarding you, supporting each step, so that you may walk in beauty on the new earth realms. Ah, beautiful. Just notice how you're feeling right now. As the appropriate, we ask for the most appropriate specialists to come forward from all of the healing hospitals, healing institutions, healing temples, healing palaces, healing kingdoms. We ask that you all be here with us now, because we do deserve this now and always. And just feel them by your bedside, by your chair, slowly and gradually coming into your field with your permission. Not too far and not too close to you. Notice that they are bowing to you and saying namaste. They bow to you, as you may now bow to them and ask for divine healing intervention. 5D, 6D, 7, 8, 9D healing intervention. Asking them, what are the lessons here that my body is desiring to teach me? Asking them to show you, asking Creator, Creatrix, the heart of creation, to show your own heart, to link with your own heart, to open your own heart, to melt your own heart well. Show your heart how to feel, how to heal. Thanking your body for showing you how to slow down if you were just sick, how to rest, but also asking Spirit, asking Holy Spirit to show you a better way to slow down so you won't have to get sick or be unwell. Let's now set an intention. Asking your divine healing team, your soul healing team, to show you how whatever you've been feeling has served you and how it has not served you or no longer serves your highest healing good and greatest outcome on this planet, on this and this new earth realm, this new earth harmonic. We ask them to download you, your entire being, with pure, radiant love, a higher, pure love than you've ever felt before, so you may feel loved and worthy of being cared for. And we now call in Divine Mother, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Mariam, Lady Nada, Goddess Isis, all Kuan Yin, all manifestations of Divine Feminine, Sophia, please impart your wisdom upon us. We are ready to receive this. And let's ask your healing team to show you, to project to you and your consciousness, your highest awareness, your cosmic consciousness, a different soul plan, a different alternative that your body can choose, can consciously choose if it needs to slow down and rest, if it needs to spend more time in nature. Ask to be shown now how your body can better heal itself naturally, efficiently, organically, and holistically. And begin to write down, almost like automatic writing, because you are now fully and wholly connected with Spirit. Ask to write down, just write down the first pieces of information that are coming through you. You're in your heart, you're not in your head. Do you need to get a massage, body work, acupuncture, spending more time outside? What is it that's missing? Do you need to love yourself even more? And if so, ask them to show you how. And when you think and when you feel into your body now, what is the first person that comes into your thoughts? And what was your relationship like with them? This is a very important key to unlock. Is part of your healing process about forgiveness? And however you're feeling now, Write down what this reminds you of. Is there something you need to say that you've never said? Is there something that you need to be told that you were never told? Notice what comes up for you now. What is now being shown at this time? We ask for the highest priority to come through. Highest priority for you at this time. Even if you don't consciously know what that is, what that looks like, or what that feels like, it's okay. Shh. It's not your fault. Allow your body to speak to you, to send clear messages. What does it need? What haven't you been feeding it? Have you been ignoring it, denying it? Have you been so distracted with survival, being in survival mode, that you may have forgotten about your dear, precious body, your physical body temple? Is it time to now worship your temple again, as you did in so many lives, as a priestess, priest, god, goddess, shaman, medicine man, medicine woman? Yes. How is this pain? How is this pain actually healing you? Take your time with this process. Is there something you need to say to your body? Is there someone you need to apologize to from the past that's still living in your body? Is there something left unresolved, undigested in your stomach? Unprocessed, whatever that is, rich. Rich it, unravel it, unwind it, untwist it, and release it. Release. So you can process and integrate the highest levels of light and healing that are available on this planet at this time. Allow yourself to be an empty well of light. Allow yourself to feel like a hollow tree, like a grand and majestic sequoia or redwood tree. Allow your branches to open, expand, to stand upright and strong, your roots firmly embedded in the earth, connected to the earth, the fertile soil, the soil, the rocks, crystals, the stones, the frequency of infinite support and abundance. Notice how that feels. Beautiful. Continue writing. The first class for those who have joined this class today for the first time, welcome. The first class, you can listen to the replay, of course, but it was about releasing painful thoughts from the mind. Painful and limiting thoughts, confusing thoughts, and beliefs, points of view that have affected your bodies. For example, inflexible mind, inflexible body. You know, if you have rigid thoughts, then your body can become rigid and stiff. And then arthritic conditions can manifest. So you see, it's all, we are intimately connected, mind, body, spirit. This is just a reminder for what you already know. And so last week, we riched, we released, we cleared. We returned any emotionally painful beliefs, negative, painful, limiting feelings and emotions. We identified them. We unraveled them. We explored the relationship between our emotional and physical bodies. And if we felt rejected, if we experienced rejection or abandonment, or what felt like rejection or abandonment, even if it wasn't consciously intended, we may begin to reject our own bodies, abandon our own bodies, you see. If we felt judged as an empath, we can read others' minds, we can read others' thoughts and judgments. And if we felt judged, or our bodies felt judged, it can affect our self-image, our self-esteem. And we may unconsciously begin to reject our own bodies and not take very good care of them and not love them quite enough as we should. And so this week, it's about spiritual pain release. So let's go ahead and identify some areas where you may have felt cut off, disconnected, unseen, unknown from spirit, from source, God, goddess, the higher powers. Yes. What were you taught? What energies, belief systems were you around? Were you exposed to growing up in your household, in your environment, in school, friends, in your neighborhood, in the media, in the collective consciousness? What was your relationship with spirit? And what was the relationship like between your spirit bodies and your physical bodies? Because we are our physical body's spirit guide. We are spirit in physical form. So how has your relationship with spirit affected your body, your bodies, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, causal, subtle, etheric? Your body doubles. How is this connection from spirit? How has this lack of connection, or perhaps you had a very healthy, very deep and intimate connection with spirit growing up, but how has this either hurt or healed your body, your body's awareness? Take a moment. Go inside to allow your energies and your awareness to open and expand even greater. Place one hand over your soul center, your solar plexus. This is your will, your identity, your power center. And the other over your heart and your high heart. And just take some breaths in and out. Good. And notice if the information is starting to flow and open up and well up deep within you as this beautiful waterfall of consciousness that you are. You are this beautiful waterfall, crystal lit, rainbow lit waterfall of consciousness. So just stand under this waterfall of consciousness. Imagine you're standing under a waterfall right now and it's bathing your thoughts, your feelings, your awareness. Take a moment and do that. And washing your cells, your atoms and molecules clean. Imagine that the waters are cleansing, purifying your cellular memories and consciousness. And see how that feels. And it's flushing out any debris, density, heaviness, right? Any lower vibrational energies, densities, intensities, and overwhelm. So notice how that feels. And let's begin to connect and reconnect again with spirit so that we can trust that we are always always a part of spirit. We can never be cut off or disconnected. We can never be cut off because we are one. There is no separation. If you've been feeling, or if you were taught unconsciously, or if you absorb the energy as an empath that you are, if you absorb the energies of separation from spirit, what if this can be the greatest spiritual blessing that you are about to receive today? That you can actually trust and have faith again, that you are divinely protected, divinely held, divinely blessed, divinely embraced and caressed by spirit. Beloved spirit, was there a time, though, in your life when you felt let down, when you watched other people having this really amazing life, good fortune, everything just seemed so easy for them, infinite abundance, and you thought, or you misunderstood the messages from spirit, and you took on, or you made a promise, or you decided at that moment, you concluded, you assumed that maybe you weren't part of spirit. Maybe you weren't good enough or beautiful enough or wise enough, or maybe you didn't come from the right spiritual family. Everything all that is unlock, clear, and rich. Please release your unmute, all of you. Let go. Allow tears to rise up, to rush up, to release. It's okay if you can relate to these words. And it's also okay if you cannot, if you didn't have this experience. Just notice. Notice the energies coming up. Breathing in the light, the accelerated living, breathing, animated, nameless light from the suns, the stars. You are part of everything, all of creation. And you can never be alone. So, how has your spirit saved you? How has your own spirit elevated and expanded your being? Your bodies, your systems. Was there a time in your life as a child growing up? At what age did you notice that this connection started to shift between you and God, between you and the divine, the beloved? Was there a time when things started changing? Perhaps it was a divorce or a death or a loss, or someone moved out. There was some type of separation or trauma. And how is this still living inside of your body, trying to communicate with you, trying to heal you, trying to relate to you? And was this connection with spirit, did it start shifting at what age? How old were you? Remember your parents and your caretakers growing up. Were they connected or disconnected to the blessings, the abundance, the love? And how has that affected you and your sweet body? Just notice here what your experiences were that shaped you and your body, that influenced your connection to your divine body, to your creative spark, to your soul truth. And let's begin just to unravel all of that, all the way back to the womb, all the way back to the moment of your conception. You have the tools to clear, to rich any energies that don't feel or don't resonate with you anymore, that are not a current reflection, a conscious reflection of how strong, bold, beautiful, wise, and resourceful, how creative you are, how strong you are, how flexible you are. Please release any of those old stories. Who would you be without those stories? What would you be doing? Who would you be with? What would you love to create? This is about moving you into right relation, right relationships with spirit, with source, with creator, as your spiritual inheritance, your divine birthright. You are here to experience what? Infinite abundance, joy, peace, and passion as your natural state of being. So let's go ahead and breathe in all of creation energies. And let's ask Creator, Creatrix to show you, to teach you, and remind all of your bodies, systems, consciousness, how it would look and feel if you felt that you were a part of everything, that you truly belong here on this planet, that you are a blessing, that you are a holy one, that you are already a holy healer. Everything that is, please receive that. Please trust that this is your soul truth and release your soul from any trauma that it may have experienced before. Release your soul from any contracts, vows, promises, or agreements to continue the cycle of soul pain, soul trauma that you learned many, many, many moons ago. Releasing all of the soul trauma from the womb, from your birth parents, from their memories, from their lives, from their experiences and life events. And any memories spilled and carried over that you've taken on, that you're still carrying and storing in your bodies, in your cells, in your chakras, muscles, tissues, skin, blood and bone. Please take a deep breath with me now. Releasing, burning all those contracts into the white flame of mercy, sacred flame and fire, the holy white fire, the diamond white holy fire. Please release any new awarenesses that you just received at this moment, tossing them into burning that karma. Burning the old cycles of never-ending pain and sorrow. Burning, releasing, and liberating, freeing yourself right now from the wheels of karma, from the looping systems based on lies. Releasing all resistance to expressing your unique and special soul gifts, your unique and special soul plan, making peace with them all. And as you do, you will make peace with your bodies. Beautiful. Okay, good job. We're going to start the transmission in just a few moments because I really, really desire you to feel, to vibrate at the same octave and resonance as your divine healing soul team. You are divine healing partners and co-creators. This is part of your soul journey. you are more, much more powerful than you've ever been told. And we are now awakening the fifth sun, moving into the age of illumination, coming onto our planet. Feel this energy here. Let's use this as a creative juice, medicine, elixir, tonic, to fuel, to energize our creative powers and gifts, to express them fully and completely, to stand under that beautiful sun, under the moon, under the stars, and just be ourselves, just experience everything that will help us to evolve into the next stages of our personal and our planetary evolution. We are becoming divine humans and you womans. So let's tune in again. I'd like you to stretch your back out. Stretch, ground, dig your heels, the soles of your feet, onto that very, very strong and supportive platform of all of these powerful crystal grids and ley lines under you. And let's tune in to whatever voices are now being spoken in our bodies. Let's consciously connect through our hearts with the spirits of our bodies. And remember, when you run rich clearings, you must run them in all of your timelines, incarnations, between lives, in all dimensions, on all levels and layers of your being. Consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, and all levels of your minds. And you can choose a level of healing, and you can change your bodies so you can feel good in your bodies again. You can choose the level, the rate, the speed of your divine healing intervention. So you can accelerate and maximize the rate of healing and receive continuous healing and let it flow, stepping out of your own way. Or you can set a timer. Or you can create a time-released capsule and pour all that star medicine and space dust, right? Solar power inside of this time-released capsule so that it knows with its own intelligence. It knows how to release into your systems in the right time. You can allow these divine, holy healers and masters to run these processes, clearings, creations, and resets on you on their own. And in the transmission, which we are about to start, you're going to also receive a very, very special gift and blessing. So please stay with me, because you won't want to miss this gift, because this is a gift that will empower you more than you've ever known or been shown. This is a very, very special divine dispensation. So let's begin to release ancestral pain. Inherited, genetically inherited pain, panic attacks, anxiety. Let's begin to release empathically absorbed pain that we've identified with, that we've carried as blocks and burdens on our shoulders. Let's begin to release all of the energies from others that we've absorbed and taken on, that are still living on and residing in our bodies. Let's release any childhood influences, hereditary influences imprinted in our cells, in utero. Stress, struggle, anxiety, fear, lack, scarcity. Let's begin now to release all of that and more. Even if you were never told you have that right, you do. We are now moving into a space, a more expanded space, where you can release your past life cellular memories, also parallel realities that may be bleeding into this reality, that may be merging into this reality, all the different parts of your soul, the versions and soul extensions. Calling back all of your soul parts and fragments, your soul powers, but releasing any parts of you that no longer belong to you. Releasing the parts of you that no longer apply to who you are or why you're here. We're going to unravel and collapse, discharge the fear, the lack, the shame, the undeservedness, unworthiness, any vows, promises, oaths, agreements, commitments that you or your families have ever taken that have made you feel unworthy of being healed. Everything, all that is, unlock, release, cancel, clear, remove, melt, reverse, and return. Return to wherever they came from. Return to sender. Return to source with unconditional love and forgiveness. And let us now write down your priority and intention for this transmission. Remember, we want to find out how the pain or the illness, dis-ease, disharmony, imbalance, how it served us and how it has not or no longer served us. Perhaps we got sick a lot as in our childhood because that was the only way we can get attention. What if that doesn't serve anymore? What if that simply doesn't work? Because we are adults and because we can reparent our own inner child and care for our inner children, our inner family. We can choose, we're allowed to make a different choice now on how we would rather feel. We can release the pain, the disability, disease, but we can also be grateful for this medicine. Our bodies are our greatest medicine teachers. And so what are the lessons your bodies are teaching you? Is it patience? Is it non-judgment? Is it self-acceptance? Is it compassion? Is it just feeling safe in your body? When was the last time that you actually felt completely safe, whole, holy, and grounded in your body on the earth? What if that was a way to catch your attention? So you can return back into your body vessel, never feeling unsafe or unsupported ever again. Let's begin a gentle tapping process as we invite in Master Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, and Mother Mary to come and heal and balance, harmonize your divine masculine and feminine. So Divine Mother is on the left, Divine Father, Divine Masculine is on the right. So we have Raphael and Hilarion working on healing your Divine Masculine wounds. And then we have all the Divine Feminine, Divine Mother archetypes filling up your space, standing over your left shoulder and your left side, holding you, holding your shoulders, supporting your back. Just now allow yourself to lie down, please, if you can. Notice that these subtle sensations are starting to make themselves known because they're working on you now. And I invite you to go ahead and work on yourself by just tapping and releasing any stuck, trapped, or buried feelings or emotions. And let's begin with the thymus point in your upper chest. And even if you don't know the right spot to touch, let's ask for these extra sets of hands to begin to tap, tap, tap. And even though I haven't loved myself very much or not at all. I still love, accept, approve, and forgive myself unconditionally. Take a deep breath, breathing in that light, the white holy light, frosted crystal light. Breathing in all that peace, and on the out-breath, on the exhale, just letting go and exhaling the shadows, but loving them, releasing the shadows into light, releasing the darkness into light, merging darkness into light, loving every part of ourselves on the release. This is your sigh of surrender. And let's tap for a few more moments. You can start tapping on any specific chakra or meridian points you like. This is your divine liberation, my friends. We are releasing these stuck, stagnant, trapped emotions, energies and motions. Where do you feel stuck in your body? Where does the energy feel depleted, drained? Let's begin to invite in the divine doctors, energy healers, holy ones. Let's invite them in now to start working on you now. Let's invite in all of the Reiki masters that have ever lived, all traditions of shamanic healing, of energy healing, of pranic healing, inviting them all and receiving their healing. Feel that these extra sets of hands and all of this light is being radiated, illuminated, transmitted from their hands to your hands, their palms to yours, their hearts to yours, their eyes to yours. Feel that loving gaze, just loving you, freeing you from pain. And now you can place your hands wherever you would like, wherever it feels stuck, heavy, dense, contracted, cold or hot. And just feel the extra fingertips and hands just gently tapping to free, to dissolve, to discharge density and debris. Unresolved, unprocessed, undigested trauma, wounds, fears, releasing them from your dantian, from your sacred womb, Hara, from your well of light, your womb of light. Releasing all of the entities and energies from the past that you've been hosting that no longer get to reside in your bodies. Any negative, dense, lower vibrational energies, release them in the out-breath, in a big, big belly breath. Big, as big of a breath as you've ever taken in your life. Just like babies breathe, babies know how to belly breathe. And go ahead, no one is here to watch you or judge you. Just go ahead and expand your bellies, your stomachs. Releasing on the out-breath everyone and everything that you've pulled in. You no longer have to host them. Everywhere you still think you do, rich. And let's begin tapping once again. Even though I've cared for others, I've taken care of others more than myself, I still love and accept and forgive myself unconditionally. And just keep releasing, coming up with your own statements that feel right for you. And let's just merge and breathe into the pain. Merge and breathe into wherever it hurts. Wherever you've been hurt, let down. wherever your heart has broken, wherever you feel numb or heavy, depleted, merge and breathe into all of that right now and take some very deep, full, and slow breaths, just expanding into the contraction, into everything that you've repressed and suppressed and stuffed, releasing everything that's still been eating you, releasing all of that. Releasing all fighting, all resistance. And breathe, expand the energy, and reverse the flow of energy outwards, upwards, downwards, and aroundwards. So now you're moving these energies that you've been avoiding, fighting, and resisting, or ignoring, or denying. You're just honoring the presence, receiving the gifts, the messages, the wisdom, the intelligence of your bodies, yourselves, every part of you, every organ, every cell, and you're saying thank you. You're expanding and releasing all of that pent-up tension and energy, and we're breathing in a very soft glow, golden light, dissolving, melting, softening, loosening, freeing any pain in your pain bodies, in your lower bodies, your emotional bodies. And we're saying Ho'oponopono to the pain, to your bodies. Yes. Ho'oponopono. Let's talk to our bodies for another moment or two and say the Hawaiian prayer, the mantra that Dr. Yu Len from Hawaii was downloaded with, that has the most amazing miraculous healing powers, instantaneous healing miraculous powers to heal. Saying, I'm sorry, body, bodies, please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And I let go. And please repeat this mantra as often as you need to. And you can also say the shorter version, which is, please forgive me. And you're speaking to every part of you now, your mind, your body, your spirit. You're even speaking to your divine healing intervention team. Because maybe there were lifetimes where you or your ancestors, or you in past lives, parallel realities and universes, deny the existence of your divine doctors and spirit surgeons. And so it's okay, it's not your fault, all is well, all is forgiven. This is your second chance to create a new beginning, a new relationship with the divine. With your doctors, doctors. With your teachers, teachers. With your healers, healers, as they overlight you. As they work side by side with you. At all times. So again, I love you. Please forgive me, bodies. I love you, bodies, just as you are. You're perfect for me. I love you, and I know that anything is possible, that I can heal, I can change my body. I get to feel good in my body. I love you, body. I'm sorry if I've ever punished you, tortured you, tormented or hurt you. Please forgive me, body. I'm on board with you now. I'm all in. I am you and you are me. We need each other. We're on the same team. I love you and thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for directing and protecting me. I am sorry if I've ever ignored you or forgotten about you. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. I'm sorry. And you'll notice that whatever you're feeling, whether it's just a mild discomfort, pain, any part of you, any imbalance, that everything will begin to shift more and more the more you say these healing words. Your pain will subside and diminish more and more the more you send these conscious healing messages, being on the same team as your body, allowing your body to talk to you. There is even a healing modality called body talk, so that every part of you can properly, clearly, efficiently, intelligently communicate with each other to get back online, to align with the divine. This is all for you to appreciate and to cherish and to nurture your own knowing body that's been desperately trying to speak to you for so many existences. Allow yourself to receive now any additional messages so you can understand what your bodies are experiencing, so you can gain greater insights from the very core of your being. Ah, beautiful. I felt that shift. Did you? This is about forgiving your body, Ho'oponopono. This is the language of the Polynesian healers, the hunas and kahunas, that have passed on so many, even more oral traditions from your ancestors, and you can pass this on to your descendants. Okay, I'm going to start the transmission now. Just breathe with me. So just notice that you're lying down on your crystal healing bed, surrounded by the divine, by the angels, the saints, the patrons, the masters. Notice them all here right now with you. Notice that you are already inside this beautiful healing chamber, this healing temple, majestic healing palace. Thousands of winged angels are overseeing and overlighting this process for your highest healing good. Now inviting in Divine Mother, Divine Father, connecting with the heavens, with the solar radiance and celestial frequencies of star medicine, your solar powers from your solar angels, Christos, Logos. The solar intelligence is now pouring and streaming down upon you. Feel that. Receive that in your hands. Your healing hands are open. Open to receiving maximum divine abundant healing. And just allow this flow, this grace, knowing that this is your daily practice, We're now opening the sacred space, preparing you to listen, preparing you to become aware of any imbalance you're now experiencing or that you may experience in the future as your own guide. Commanding out any remaining blocked energies that still remain. Calling in your beloved I Am energy, beloved great I Am that I Am. Calling in, breathing in, merging with your higher selves, your soul body's presence. Your soul counsels and oversouls, listening, opening your heart, your mind, your body, your spirit, your divine presence, receiving. Releasing any energies you've absorbed from others in all lives, in all timelines, in all dimensions. Commanding out any karmic, hereditary line, emotional, mental, thermal, spiritual, curse, hex, spell energies, any energies that are not yours, that don't belong to you, that you're still carrying from all the memories and patterns, all the way down to your cells and DNA. Releasing all trauma energies and their symptoms. Sending them straight into the heart of the holy fire of Holy Spirit, Shekhinah. Allowing the holy fire to consume, burn, melt, dissolve all blocked energies at the conscious, subconscious, and unconscious, superconscious levels. All of these energies that have ever contributed to any pain, trauma, or imbalance, releasing those energies and all of their symptoms. Releasing all empathic identification trauma and wounds. Calling for the most appropriate healers from the Himalayas, from the Khasa in Brazil, from Bhutan, from Indonesia, from Siam, from all of the power spots and vortexes, electromagnetic fields, from all Canadian territories, from all of the redwoods, the sequoias, all nature spirits, all nature intelligences, from the mountain peaks of Tibet, mountain tops, from the red rocks of Sedona, all the vortexes, mighty vortexes there, from Peru, Machu Picchu, from all territories, all power spots, all sacred lands. We ask for all of these healing entities to come together as one. All angels, all divine master healers, please come forward and offer us the highest possible rate of healing. Allow yourself to feel now a shift. Stellar energy, stellar healing is coming now, streaming, transmitting, radiating. The frequencies, very shiny and bright frequencies from the moon, the suns, the stars, second suns, central suns. Feel all of this celestial medicine, celestial ointments, salve, healing balms, caressing your skin, drinking in all of the honey nectar, liquid ambrosia, the healing elixirs, tonics, remedies, and potions that are perfect for you from the upper worlds, the middle worlds, and the lower worlds, receiving the divine stellar healing energies, making a different choice, and now releasing any fear, any doubt, any negative spirit attachments or non-attachments from you, from your bodies, from your fields, from your nervous systems, releasing now any negative obsession presences, gene-induced trauma, gestational trauma, releasing them all, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. Clearing out any gene-induced trauma energies. Calling in the Canadian, your Canadian divine healing families from the First Nations, the Inuits, your totem spirit allies, medicine keepers and guardians, helping you to release all of the trauma energies for the highest rates of healing. Feel all of that as all of your genes are now beginning to heal, releasing trauma from your genetics passed on to you. Clearing womb energy, womb imprinting of any fear, lack, worry. Calling forth continuous divine vibrational healing intervention at the most appropriate levels for you. Yes. Breathing in all of those healing energies, entities, angels. Clearing again any remaining negative obsession presences of the mind that are still running in the background of your mind. Releasing all vows and soul contracts no longer serving you. Releasing and cutting cords, soul ties, soul entanglements with people, with places, with situations from the past no longer serving you, from other lives. From this life. Canceling and clearing any soul contracts that are still resonating in your bones and blood. Releasing all imbalances. Good. Clearing out all basic human desire traumas. Dark nights of the soul. Restructuring and rebalancing all of you now. Allowing the divine healing entities to continuously transmit the most appropriate forms of healing at the most appropriate rate of healing. Now, and for the next 72 hours, minimally, let's ask to maximize the healing at the rate that's perfect for you. From Divine Source, and we call in once again the divine violet flame from Saint Germain and Lady Portia. Calling in Goddess Athena, the goddess of truth, so you can step into your highest truth. What's true for you? Releasing all the lies, all the stories that have ever disempowered your own healing process? And now we're going to move this healing into a level 9 healing. And we're asking all of the Himalayan masters from the Himalayan caves, temples, monasteries, healing centers, beautiful divine healing temples of light. We're asking to maximize this healing. Level 9. Beautiful. Just open up wider and bigger and vaster so you can receive as much healing as you need, as much healing as you deserve. And let us now radiate this healing, these blessings to all sentient beings and souls that need this healing too, that deserve this healing too. And let's send all beings, all souls, the perfect, most appropriate level and rate of healing from all of the divine medical institutions in the cities of light, temples of healing, the perfect doctors and healers to administer the proper and the best combination of sounds, vibrations, colors, energies, lights, yes, and music. The music of the spheres. Allow the perfect and best natural flower remedies, plant medicines, nature spirits, tree drops from all of nature, all the green energy, to replace the allopathic medicines, the herbs, the flower therapies. And just know that you are already receiving this medicine that is meant for you. From all over this world and all worlds, all planets, all galaxies and realities, from millions and trillions of divine healing entities that are on your side that want the best for you. All divine healing is guided and given through divine source. Beautiful. Just allow yourself to feel like you're in this beautiful golden city of light. All of these divine doctors and healers working on you now. Saint Teresa of Avila just came through. Beautiful. A little flower. Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, transmitting these beautiful blue roses in streams and columns of white, holy, radiant lights, breathing all of that in, opening, expanding your auric glow, your crown of lights above you, connecting you even deeper into the arms of your celestial star mothers, your divine parents, your star families, your starship, your archangels and Archaeus. And now you're being taken to a temple of golden light just to integrate all of these healing frequencies in a way that is simple and light and easy to hold. Receiving the gifts from Source to rebalance you, to rebalance your goddess energy, to ascend with ease and grace into this etheric temple, this etheric healing temple, one of 144,000 temples of golden light, breathing in this liquid lava, very slow-moving liquid gold, surrounded by the seraphim angels and the seraphim sustenance salve, the balm, the ointment that is now healing and sealing any openings, any rips or tears, any wounds, healing the wounds. It's now being spread all over your body, massaged in, caressed into, healing and sealing any openings where there were energy leaks or power leaks, pulling back your energies, pulling back your powers, your gifts, your knowing, your wisdom. Temples of golden light are raising your vibrations, spinning your chakras even faster and higher. Rainbow angels have now come into your healing space. Master Hilarion is now here. Let us now connect with this master, ascended master healer. And here he is. You are now journeying with a true healing master. And he is now radiating the green healing ray and the emerald flame, all of this green healing energy to you, it's beautiful, sacred, geometric forms and shapes. And he's also reminding you to be in nature. His original form is very simple. And you can gaze into his eyes at this image if you like. His first form, Ascended Master Lord Hilarion, is directing all the healing now. Archangel Metatziel is also here. And Honiel, his divine twin flame, overlighting the rainbow angels. Notice all the colors, the arc, the arch of the rainbows, overlighting you, overlighting the temples that you're in. Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, all here running these energies just for you because you've asked. Three goddesses are here, Lady Nada, Jacinta, the Mayan elder, and the elders of the earth, nature, and rainforest energies, breathing in all of the oxygen now, the mist, the air. Oh, beautiful. From the trees, from the crystals, from the waterfalls. And Latinda is also here, goddess of love, lady of gold. Just breathe in. From all over this planet, all over the universe, multiverse, omniverse. And now you're being gifted a beautiful dial. Please open and extend your receiving hands of might and majesty, left and right. And your own master healer angel, your dominion angel, is opening her wings. your higher self, your greatest, most ancient, biggest, wisest part of you is also descending down upon your physical body, overlighting you, surrounding you, opening your own wings, stretching them out, connecting with the wings of your dominion master angel now, your primary angel that was assigned to you at birth, your guardian angel. Receive the gift. Hold the gift. Place the gift over your heart and just sense what this gift is. It may be different for everyone. Feel the shape and the texture of this gift, of this reward, of this blessing, and the many more blessings to come. And one of the gifts that everyone receives is receiving right now, in all of your lifetime's timelines, in all dimensions you exist upon, you're all receiving a dial. You can dial up the energy when you feel weak, tired, depleted, and you can take this dial, this multidimensional dial, dial in to your guides, to your angels, archangels, and divine healing master beings. Dial in to their consciousness, to their spirit, to their healing frequencies, the higher dimensional energies. And you can also lower the dial when energies on this planet feel like it's just too much. When the light keeps streaming and pouring onto this planet, onto the electromagnetic fields, and the Schumann resonance on the earth feels like it's just too much energy for you to hold, you can dial that energy down. Lower the volume, lower the frequencies. So please enjoy this gift. And if you're willing to receive it and accept it, just say yes and thank you. The temples of golden light are all over this world. And you can always return whenever you ask. Cities of golden light are where you are from. They radiate outwards, downwards, and around, 360 degrees around you. So feel yourself still here in this city of golden light, receiving whatever it is that was missing or lost, balancing imbalances, receiving the education, the knowledge, the wisdom, the counseling, the therapies, the remedies, the medicine for your greatest multidimensional expansion, awareness, and healing understanding, so that you may move beyond your human limited understanding. So, we're just going to close the space now. And thank all of these healing processes that you were just downloaded with, that you just received now. And we're going to say thank you for receiving so well today. Thank you for receiving the gifts, the blessings that you deserve, that you are worthy of. Now coming back into your body, into your life, back into this dimension. Feel your heart, Merkaba, just opening, rotating, returning back into your heart space from your journey. descending down the ladder from the heavens. Moving down through outer space. Saying thank you to your divine healing intervention team. Thank you. I love you. I am here to remember who I am, to know myself. I'm now going to move back into my body, asking the angels and the archangels, Raphael, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Sandalphon, and Metatron. You can begin to step back into the background. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for helping me to hold even more healing and greater light in my being and my vessel. Thank you. Watching them returning back to where they are from so they may help other souls, other bodies, other planets. And resting in your bodies. Notice that your fields around your bodies are now adjusted, recalibrated, reset to continuously receive maximum healing outcomes. And we say thank you for being here. I love you. Thank you for your willingness to heal on every level and layer of your being. We have now closed the sacred space, shared the healing with all eyes and ears, with all hearts, all bodies, all planets and star systems that are willing to acknowledge, recognize, and receive this healing. Ah, namaste. Ta ija intadoa. As it is stated, so it is done. So be it, so it is. All is well. And I love you as we are one. Please take good care of yourself. Namaste and bless you.